Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I'm the reason why rap became great in the Western Mass suburbs.
Love the show. Hate Mark James, but you're an awesome radio host.
This is WEEI.
And I think one man,
exactly.
The next star here at WEEI, that of course is Mark with a C, James.
And you can't spell Marconi without the letters M-A-R-C.
And Andy Hart.
In general, it's a good rule. If you're going to be a jackass, be right.
Be right.
Hart, outside of you, is so vanilla.
Ow.
But when you guys are together, it really is good.
It is so good, dude.
Can I ask you a very stupid, simple question?
Well, I expect that coming from you.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Yep. You know what the good thing is when I come to this show? I'm the third biggest a-hole.
Yes, sir.
It's Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
That's just the sad reality. Not everybody's perfect like us.
Mac and Hart. Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Kareem, Magic, Jordan, Tim Duncan, Kobe, Bird. These guys are all top 10 players who either help build up their organization or continue the tradition from LeBron. He went and put together a team in Miami. He came back to Cleveland to put that team together. And then he went to the Lakers where a tradition has already been made. And we don't know, you know, that's still to be continued. So in saying that, that's my argument.
The truth, not pulling any punches on LeBron James, who I brought up early in the show. It's something you were unaware of, and I think a lot of people. LeBron James, on his own volition, decided to not attend his good friend Kobe Bryant's memorial at the Staples Center a few months ago. Didn't go at all. People from all walks of the world. Michael Jordan, owner of the Hornets, comes in from Charlotte, gives a emotional from the heart speech and everything. LeBron James decided not to do it. Eamon, why don't you give me the quote
from LeBron?
From LeBron about why he didn't go to the funeral.
Just tough.
Did you attend the ceremony?
Like I said, man, it's just I respect your question for sure.
But, stalling.
It's very emotional. Very emotional day. Very tough day for myself, for my family. For everyone involved.
Stop. It's not about you, you freaking fraudulent a-hole. It's not about you. It was about paying umbrage and giving memory to your friend. And if Vanessa didn't invite you to speak, and I don't know that's the reason that you didn't go, but you didn't go. And you were and you won two gold medals with him. And you were friends with him. And there's video I've seen of you and Kobe and everything. Like, I just, not enough people has brought this up, and it bothers me, and it really, really bothers me. And there's no, and here's the thing too, to make it more inexcusable. It was in your arena where you play your home games. You didn't need to go to Lower Merion, Pennsylvania, or Italy, where he grew up. It was right there at the Staples Center where you play games. James Harden could have went, Russell Westbrook, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kim Kardashian, Kanye, they could make time. Alicia Keys, you couldn't go? Really?
Yeah, at best it's curious, and at worst it's bad.
Thank you. Right? Thank you.
I
yes.
mean, you get into a sticky area where you start to question how people grieve and how they handle death and these different things, but it's hard to really come up with an argument for LeBron's side of things.
No.
You know how I know that? Because LeBron couldn't.
No. Right. He was
Anytime
stalling.
You say, I respect the question.
Right. He was stalling.
You're not answering.
He was stalling.
Right.
And it clearly shows that at the end of the day, if it's not about LeBron, he wants nothing to do with it. I think the only guy that he might have done something for, they might have, I don't know if he showed up or did something for Dwayne Wade when they retired his jersey, his final game with the Miami Heat last year. I don't know if he did. I think he did something for that because D-Wade, but like, wow, that's your friend. You didn't. Man, out of respect for Kobe, you don't show up to the funeral? And people mention, like, because we were looking that day, and we're like, okay, Anthony Davis is there, Kuzma, like, you know, Quinn Cook, guys that really, you know, like, hardly had any history with Kobe, and like, where's LeBron? Where's he at? Like, Bill Russell shows up, and you don't show up? Bill Russell, who almost died last year in Seattle, when he fell, and he had to rush to the emergency room, and you don't show up? Like, to me, LeBron's the new A-Rod in sports. He's the new fraud. He's LaFraud. I'm going to call him LaFraud from now. There we go. There's a new nickname, LaFraud. So there we go. We just came up with it.
We'll hear that again at the
yes.
end of the hour.
Yeah, we will. We will. 617-779-7937. Chris is up in Grafton. Is up next. What's up, Chris?
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to call in. You asked about misinformation from the media about the coronavirus.
Yes.
And one of the numbers they keep reporting is the number of confirmed cases. And then if people do the math with the number of deaths divided by that, it sounds really scary. But I had the coronavirus. I was tested. I was sick. My husband and son also got it. We're all fine.
Okay.
My,
well, that's good. I'm glad
21.
You guys are okay. How old's your son?
21.
Okay.
He had very minor symptoms. But they never got tested. They're not in that 89, 90,000 people.
Right.
So that number's not accurate. You need to multiply it by at least 3, 4, maybe even higher.
Wow.
Then do the math, and the mortality rate is even that much lower.
Right.
But people think it's like a 6% mortality rate. It's not. It's more like a 1%.
Right, and that gets into the testing and who gets tested, and yeah, there's going to be a lot of statistical breakdowns in the future where I think numbers will look different when this has all come to an end.
Chris, are you saying that there's a lot of numbers that being blown out of proportion?
Yes, because they're only reporting people who have tested positive. They did not test my husband or son because this was back at the end of March, beginning of April. They lived with someone who was positive, so therefore they were assumed positive. But they're not in those numbers.
Ah.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at this. There's also, you and I aren't getting tested. We could have it, right?
Sure.
We travel enough in the city, back yeah. and forth, see yeah. enough people, maybe we could have it. Who's getting tested? You know, why are you getting tested? What's the rate of testing? You know, now there's also socioeconomic and racial questions about testing. There's a lot of questions. That's why I offer anybody, call in, set us straight. If you have experiences, personal experiences as a, you know, like Chris, you had the coronavirus, or if you're a hospital worker, a nurse, I like to
yeah.
be informed.
We're trying to absorb the knowledge. We are not doctors. We don't play those. So
right.
on the
so
we're
Chris,
not medical experts whatsoever, Chris. But I'm glad that you and your family are okay, Chris. Thanks for calling in. Let us know that.
No problem.
My son's biggest complaint, 21 years old, he couldn't taste his beer.
Oh,
that's
makes
how
sense
he knew
at
he
that
had
age.
It. He lost his sense of taste.
Ah,
makes sense.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, then Russell Westbrook must have had corona for a long time. Do you see the way he dresses?
Jesus,
that was worse than one of Andy's dad jokes.
Oh,
that was
no.
bad. I acknowledge that was bad, and I know bad.
Yeah,
well,
I'm just trying to. Hey, Jeff in Rhode Island's up next. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, real quick, you actually. Talking about with the virus and the unemployment and that $600 stimulus. I work yes. at a company. I'm a logistics manager at a company here in Rhode Island. And what you see is you see a lot of people that you get that unemployment Rhode Island. I think you get up to like it's the first time in my life I've been laid off, but we're back now. But I was off for a few weeks, and my company deals with the automotive industry, so we basically. If the automotive company's not up and running, we're not up and running.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what you see is that you have an employee that makes whatever the amount is. Say a temporary employee out there is making $14 an hour on the manufacturing floor. They get laid off, so their weekly pay is, you're taking home maybe $350. Now you're sitting home making $700 a week to not work, you're almost doubling your money. your incentive is not to come back to work.
Right.
But look, the hook in all of this is what these people have figured out is all you have to really do is say is you've been in contact with somebody. So you're forced to go into quarantine for 2 weeks. Uh-huh. So there's 2 weeks of pay. So there's money coming in. And it's funny because you see a lot of people say, you know what? They're talking, I mean, you're seeing a lot of jobs being lost, unemployment, but the people that are unemployed aren't complaining about the money.
No.
Because they're breaking in more now than ever. And the problem is going to be is that these people are going to try to ride this wave until this stimulus runs out. But the bigger problem is going to be that these jobs may not be back because I see in my company right now, dealing with the auto industry, like I said, is that these companies aren't going full bore when they open up these doors. You're only working at maybe 25%. So now you're gambling on saying, oh, well, if I lose my job, I'll just find another. When there's not going to be another job, unfortunately.
So you're going to milk the unemployment. You're going to milk
exactly.
It. So, well, I don't blame you. Yep. What was your comment on Jordan?
Oh, my thing on Jordan is I'm a Laker fan. I grew up as a Showtime Laker fan. So, and you know what? I like that LeBron's on the team as a player, but the guy is so unlikable. And what kills me is he hasn't done anything like, you know, drunk driving.
No, right. No.
And he still is so unlikable. And real quick about the Jordan sneakers. I know, Mark, you're a Jordan guy.
Yeah.
I go to the site. I got the app.
I ordered a pair of Willis Reed's that Converse came out with a year ago. Willis Reed, when the Bullets won the finals, Converse came, I must have missed it, but they came out with and I got them for basically the same price. They're coming in this week, the Willis Reed's. I want to get the Air Jordan 1s with the white, but I don't want to pay $700 for them.
Yeah, I've got a coworker of mine who's a Jordan collector. He's got close to 200 pairs. This guy will look at a pair of sneakers and rattle off facts, and I'm like,
wow. Well, Jeff, if your friend has any size 13 Air Jordan 1s with the white, I'm interested in buying.
We're doing business deals?
Yeah, we're doing business. I'm interested in buying. I'm serious, dude. I don't want to pay $700.
I told him the other day, I said, I want to get a pair of those Flints that are coming out on the 30th. I said, let me talk to your guy and see if he can grab me a 12.
There you go. Oh, by the way, I don't think when I watched the Unbanned show, don't think I wasn't looking at the names of people at Nike that I might be contacting soon. Don't think I'm not looking. Like, I've got their names, and I will be. Yeah. One I could really use, but I won't do this because I haven't talked to him in a while. Michael Jordan's right-hand man with the Charlotte Hornets is the president of the Hornets, Fred Whitfield. Fred's known Michael since Michael was at North Carolina. And I could use that. And I know Fred's brother, Charles, very well, who worked at CBS Radio in Charlotte, which is now Entercom Radio. I think he's still there. He's the one who handles the Hornets account. I could go there. I won't go there yet. But I want
all this for a pair of sneakers?
Dude, I'm telling you, man, these Air Jordan 1s. Like, I just don't want to. Like, I could buy them for $700 right now.
So buy them.
I don't want to buy them for $700. I want to buy them for $200.
So you're going to drop names and call in favors. And good Lord. Which site did you use?
The GOAT app.
What's that?
It's just called The GOAT.
And that's a sneaker trading site? Because I know my son uses StockX.
Okay, I've heard of that one. Tell your son to get The GOAT. It's just called The GOAT app, and it's a cool...
And it's legit?
Oh, yeah. I ordered the Willis Reed's last week. It's just all black, like here.
I didn't know you were a sneakerhead. I did not know you were a sneakerhead, and this is there's nothing on your phone.
No.
Oh.
See, that
looks shady. An app that has nothing on it, it's just a black box? That looks shady.
Hey, here's
you
what,
sure you're getting your sneakers?
No, here's what
How
they...
How long they been due?
No, here's what they do. Is
they
this.
Got your money. If they have your ID. They have your social security number.
No, here's what...
And you are famous in Thailand.
No, I'm telling you right now. No, here's what they do, which is where I like what they do. Because other people sell these things, too, on here. It's like a sort of an eBay for sneakers.
Right.
Just eBay. So what they do is the sellers have to send them to the GOAT people.
Right.
They have to authenticate them.
Yeah, that's what StockX is. Same thing. Same business model.
StockX does that, too?
Yeah. Send it. They verify it. And then StockX tells you, we verified it. We're now shipping it to you.
Okay. Well, that's what... And by the way, I said Willis Reed's. It's not Willis Reed. It's... I think it's Elgin Baylor, the guy with the Bullets. Whoever's with the Bullets that won the title with the Bullets. Those are the ones Converse made, and they're they're fire. They're fire. Like, I'm like, they, and they're low tops too. So, which is kind of cool.
Never knew you were a sneakerhead.
Well, and I'm not, like, I am to a certain extent, but not like where I've got, you know,
like a closet with built-in cubbies.
I do have the 3-band Air Jordans that I got when they re-released them 4 years ago that I haven't worn yet. I'm scared to wear them. It's like I have them.
So what's the point?
I know, right?
That's like having a Ferrari in your garage.
You guys want to come look at my Ferrari?
No, I want to go for a ride in it. Oh, I don't drive it. Like, what's the point?
I know. It's a good point.
You want to come see my hot woman that, we stay at 6 feet apart. We social distance.
Yeah.
Like, what? What's the point?
All right. So there's that.
What are you doing here?
Yeah. No, but
speaking of which, next break, can we come back with 6 feet apart? I know we don't play a lot of country music on this station, but
there's a song 6 feet apart.
Yeah, Luke Combs.
Luke Combs.
I like it.
That's he's my favorite country.
I don't want to say he's pulling a Brady and capitalizing on what's going on.
Kind of is.
But it's kind of good too. It's honest.
After Corona.
Oh yeah, it's since he's been in quarantine, he wrote this song.
Yeah, it's on his new album that came out.
But it's kind of emotional.
I will never.
Like he wants to see dad.
I will never get that album, but I will listen to the song when we come back on the other side. I hate country music. Now it's time for trending. The feeling is mutual.
Drive home with OMF. Weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
You know, the one, and I don't consider him country because he was well beyond country, is Johnny Cash.
Well, I love Johnny.
Like Johnny Cash. Like,
My Name Sue is probably my favorite song of all time.
But just like, but how about, he did a cover for Nine Inch Nails Hurt.
Tremendous.
Better than Nine Inch Nails.
Tremendous.
And God's Gonna Hunt You Down.
My kids hate that.
Oh, God!
That like at the beach, Hurt song, and they're like, "What is this?"
Oh, I know, but God's gonna hunt you down.
I don't know that I've heard that one. God's gonna hunt you down.
But you never heard that one?
I don't think so.
Oh, we're coming back with that one, Amy.
No,
on the
we're
other
coming
side.
Back with
no,
6 feet apart.
No, we're coming back with
no. Andy had it in first.
Thank all you. Right, God's gonna. You never heard God's gonna.
I'll
you
look
never
it up
heard
now.
That.
You just read scores. I'll look it up.
You can run all for a long time.
Please don't. This is going to ruin it for me.
Sooner or later, going to hunt you down. Oh, man. You
this
can't
is like
believe
when you
that.
Throw up drinking vanilla never, vodka and you can never drink vanilla
you know
vodka.
What the,
you ruined it.
Hey, the video came out. Rick Rubin produced the video. It came out like 2 months after he died. And Kanye, Jay-Z, Justin Timberlake, the Dixie Chicks. It's all these different people. Iggy Pop are all in the video. It's a kick-ass. You've never heard of this song?
Wow. I just said I haven't heard it. Stop asking me.
Boy, you are so out of touch. The NHLPA approved the league's 24-team playoff plan. Top four teams in each conference get a bye. They play a round robin, and then seeds 5 through 12 have to play in a 5-game series. The winners advance to what then would be a best of 7. Ryan Leaf arrested again last night on charges of domestic battery stemming from an incident in Palm Springs. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Jets have signed former Ravens and Broncos QB Joe Flacco to a 1-year deal. So now they got Flacco and Frank Gore, the all 2012 team. Seahawks signed former Texans running back Carlos Hyde to a 1-year deal. Patrick Ewing, you've heard this song, right?
I don't think I have.
You've never heard this song?
Not till right now. Just added it to my playlist.
By the way, is it awesome or what?
I like it.
Yeah. All right, now he's listening to the first. He's just like Wiggy never heard of Rage Against the Machine.
I'm going to play this when I'm fishing tomorrow morning on the boat.
Right. It's one of his greatest hits, and it was posthumous that it came out because of Rick Rubin.
And I know my son's not going to like it.
Oh, your son, I guarantee your son will like it.
No, he's a modern, what do they call that, like bro country? He likes modern.
Oh, all right.
He would like Luke Combs.
He does, indeed. So do I, though.
All right, shut up. Patrick Ewing announced he tested positive for coronavirus. No, this is true. I can't believe you've never heard that. I lose so much respect for you, and not that I had much
I
to begin with.
I can't believe you keep saying that.
Jerry Sloan passed away yesterday at the age of 78 after a long battle with Parkinson's and body dementia. That's what's trending. Andy Hart, never heard of. God's going to cut you down. I can't believe it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
You've all heard me say that we can't afford to take one step forward, only be forced to take two steps back. I know we'd all prefer to believe that the virus is less serious now and that it's behind us. It's nice outside. I understand the weeks feel like months. I think we understand all of this. Collectively, we have flattened the curve and avoided the spike in cases that would have broken our healthcare system. But if we don't keep up the fight and don't do the things that we all know we have to do, and know we can do, we run the risk of creating a second spike in the fall.
All right, that was Governor Charlie Baker. Some texts in the text line. How about this? Size 13, Mark James, you definitely part of the brotherhood. You're invited to the cookout, baby. Thank you. I'll be there. There's no doubt. Adults over 35 who pay $200 plus for basketball shoes are pathetic losers. Thank you. Andy, I showed Andy the video of Johnny Cash's God's Gonna Cut You Down.
Hey, where's my song?
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding about it.
I completely forgot.
Oh, my God. No, can you play the one that was queued up that you, I had you just queue up? Can you play this? There we go. Andy,
death to me.
Like this, and if you love this song, watch the video. Like, you just saw it.
It's good.
It's a great
video.
I'm
not happy right now, though. I see how this is. You're against me. You're all against me.
Andy, I'm almost always on your side. You know that's not true.
You didn't play the song I wanted, which was most appropriate for a discussion about coronavirus.
But we got Johnny. We got Johnny, man. Oh, man. Well,
this is an ominous one.
Yeah.
You want us to add this to a coronavirus?
No.
It's going to
no.
cut us all down? Is that what we want?
No. But
no, I don't think we do.
No, we don't. But the video is tremendous. I mean, when can you have a video that has Chris Rock, Owen Wilson, Adam Levine, Justin Timberlake, Kanye, Jay-Z, Keith Richards.
Bono. When you're
Woody Harrelson, Johnny Depp.
I said to you, yeah. it was the version, the music version of Kobe. The ties, yeah, the connections
point.
To,
yeah.
You know, he's one of those guys where you'd say, I never saw him live. I don't know if you did, I'm sure.
No.
Okay.
No.
He's a guy that I wish I could say I
know.
Saw him perform.
I know. Him and for me, Led Zeppelin. I would have loved to have seen Zeppelin live.
Meh.
Like, I just did the greatest band of all time. Speaking of Andy's, we actually have a smart one on the line in New Hampshire.
We'll see.
Andy, what's up?
What's going on? How are you?
Good.
All right. You've heard that song in The Hangover, if you've ever seen that movie.
I have you've seen The Hangover.
It. I don't well, remember it in The Hangover either.
I don't either.
It's in it. Oh, it's okay. In it. When they're in Vegas and, yeah.
I'll believe you.
I think our winter sports teams are set up for good runs.
I do, too.
If they get back. You know, the Bruins, the one time they won a cup is when Bergeron and Chara didn't have a huge workload in 2011, and they were healthy all the way through the playoffs. And I think these young kids from the Celtics get along really well. I mean, people keep on talking about how close they are. You know, getting Kyrie out of there was a huge thing.
No, I know. And I wanted to see them. And I still believe the NBA will come. Don't forget, the Celtics were the 3 seed in the East before play was suspended.
Plus, remember that I haven't stayed up to date on it, but Giannis was talking about he couldn't shoot. He didn't have a basketball hoop. He was quarantined without a hoop. So maybe he's
lost his touch, although he never really had touch. He just kind of bullies people in dunks. But
well, is basketball talking about the same thing with having the first four in a bye? Or
I have not seen that.
No, not yet.
I think they're talking more of a traditional playoff.
Yeah, which is fine. Andy, New Hampshire, I'm talking to. We just want him to get back. And the fact that the NHL, it seems to be right now the leader there on the inside track, and maybe the NBA second. Now it's like, if baseball doesn't come back, Rob Manfred, he looks like a jackass. Not that he doesn't every day anyway, but he looks like a bigger jackass if baseball. And according to Jeff Passan, who's now the new Tim Kurchin at ESPN, he believes that this next week is crucial. That if they don't get something done, Andy, in the next week, there won't be baseball in July.
Well, those players are brutal.
I know. They're a bunch of self-entitled diva D-bags. Most of them are. Not all of them. Most of them are. I like the fact that Chris Sale actually has a sense of humor, and he's like, well, no one can say I'm not right. Wasting money because we're so
I'm not an overpaid a-hole right now.
And he's real. I bet you he's a Johnny Cash fan. Danny is up next in Quincy. Hello, Daniel.
Well, I've been in and out with the show all day, so if no one else is going to mention it, I want to give an honorable mention to the vets who fought, served, died. Yes. It is Memorial Day, right?
Yep.
Okay, including my dad, World War II vet, landed Amen. In France, fought in Germany, Battle of the Bulge, POW, mom, World War II bride, two kids at home, infants, she's a war hero as well. So,
wow.
For all of that,
rest in peace.
And I can only imagine what you were as a baby, Danny.
Well, they're probably pissed at my dad for surviving, because if he didn't come back, I wouldn't be here to call your show. So,
I'm glad he did survive.
I'm sure
we love you, Danny.
Yeah, I'm glad he did survive. Just wish he would, raise the guy who was a little more balanced towards Brady. But whatever.
I am balanced. I love Brady, man.
Yeah, you are. Sure, you are, Danny. Yeah.
Listen, man. Nobody took more heat than me when I advocated he take Bledsoe's job. I was one of the only few people on the radio calling in the shows. If you remember, I don't know where you were. You in town? Were you in
Boston?
No.
I was back in Springfield working for, and I was actually around that time I was at ESPN, but I was living at home in Springfield, but commuting back and forth. But no. I was a PA at ESPN. The one thing I remember about 2002 year, like when I first started ESPN, was I was there for the Iverson practice press conference that we got uncensored from Comcast Philly with the swears. And then Stuart Scott got hit in the eye with a jugs machine at Jets practice.
I remember that.
I was there for his first comeback show on a Sunday night, him and Dan Patrick, and I'm the teleprompter, and I'm running down to the studio to give Stuart and Dan their scripts, and Stuart's coming back towards my way, going back towards the newsroom. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I get on the headset, and the producer might have been Mike Epstein. We called him Epi. He's like, yeah, Stuart lost one of his contacts, and Dan Patrick did the entire show like nothing. Like, you didn't even know.
Right.
Like nobody knew that Stuart was going to be his comeback show, and Dan did it flawlessly. And I was like, holy, like, this dude is the man. And I was like, damn. And Stuart was awesome, too, as well. I didn't like him before I worked there, but I ended up liking him after I worked there. He was a great guy, really good guy.
I know how that can be.
Right, exactly. Like, before you know someone, and then you meet him, you're like, oh, they're not such a, he's okay.
Mark, let me ask you a question, though. When that whole Brady Bledsoe controversy was going on, were you in Brady's corner to take Bledsoe's job, or were you on the Bledsoe side of it?
I don't remember. I literally
you
don't
remember.
I literally don't. No, I remember so many things. I just don't remember. I will tell you, Danny. If I had to guess, I still thought after the Super Bowl against the St. Louis Rams, Brady was a fluke. I thought he was Jeff Hostetler.
God bless you, man. You're honest, because most people thought the same thing even after they won that Super Bowl against the Rams, because don't forget, they went 9-7 the following year, right?
That's right. Yeah. And I wasn't even convinced about him after he beat the Panthers. I still wasn't convinced.
I admire that honesty, because it's like you talk to a person that was at a very important game in history, and suddenly a 34,000-seat park turns into a million-seat stadium because they all said they were there at the game. I haven't heard one person tell me honestly, that they were in Brady's camp over Bledsoe during that time. I don't know where you were, Andy. I don't know if you were a Bledsoe guy or a Brady guy, but I know, like I said, Tommy Curran was the only beat writer that I remember that was in Brady's camp. Pete Shepard.
Hold on 1 second. Andy, where were you?
Felger was a Brady guy.
Yeah, where were you?
I was interning for the Patriots.
Yeah, but did you even...
What was your opinion on the quarterback situation?
I probably leaned towards Drew.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did, because you just felt as though here's the number one overall pick.
I had seen success.
I know.
Brady was not overly impressive.
And you know what? Danny, Drew looked great, and when Brady got hurt in the AFC title game against Pittsburgh,
right.
But Drew looked really good.
Brady was okay. It wasn't like he came in, lit the world of fire, like had a Patrick Mahomes, this guy was made for this job.
No.
I tell this story all the time. I can remember the 9/11 game that was rescheduled to the end of the season at Carolina to close out that year.
Didn't they get hammered?
No, I'm pretty sure they won.
Oh, they won.
But they didn't play well, and there was a strong Patriot group behind the bench chanting for Drew. They wanted Drew. There were a lot of Drew people. Like, Danny's right. People pretend, oh, no, I was there. I loved Brady. Yeah, I knew he was going to be great. Not a lot of people were behind Brady. Not a lot of people thought he was going to be great, even while he was beginning. Now, you took it to a new level after he beat the Panthers. That was just dumb.
You know, I just...
It was like a shootout. If you're going to get into a shootout, what he had done against the Rams was nothing until the final drive where dink and dunk. He got into a shootout
in
the Panthers game.
The following year in Jacksonville, I covered that Super Bowl there, and when he beat the Eagles, I said, okay, well, now he's becoming ridiculous. Now he's got
that
three.
That was big of you. He's got three Super Bowls in his first 4 years, and you're going to say, this guy might have some. He was a Hall of Famer at that point.
At that point, he was.
Right? Well, he had three Super Bowls.
Well, both of his careers.
Yes.
From 01 through 2013, right. And from 2014 through 2000, like, you could divvy up both careers, and he's a Hall of Famer in both of them.
Right.
Like, literally.
So it was big of you that after the third Super Bowl, you anointed him as pretty good.
He went next level for me, though, in the year that he didn't win it in 07. Those 50 touchdowns. That FU touchdown pass to Randy Moss down the sideline at Giants Stadium on a Saturday night to beat the Giants. I was just like, this dude, I was like, okay, he's now venturing. This is Michael Jordan at the quarterback position.
He went from Joe Montana or the game manager,
Oh,
you want me to do the Peyton Manning thing and just put up numbers? I can do that too if you want.
I know.
Tell me what you want to do and I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, the old Parcells, I'll beat you with his'ins and then I'll beat you with urines. Either way, I'm beating
you. Like Alex Smith's entire career has been hitch passes. That's it.
Right.
His whole career. Brady's like, I can pick your poison. I can dink and dunk on you, or I can beat you with a deep ball. You just pick which one you want to get beat by. Bill in Framingham. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. Here's just a question I was thinking about. Let's say I'm a fan, and they're opening sports back up with all the safety measures and everything you have to do to get people back in a limited capacity. So let's say I'm negative, COVID negative. My father's COVID negative. We go to a game. We go to the game. There's a few people there, whatever. We come home. 2 days later, we both test positive for this thing.
Well, you know what's the scariest thing too, Bill? The asymptomatic carriers. There are people out there who have it that doesn't affect them, and they could pass it along to you or your dad.
Yes. Now is the whole sports league world opening themselves up for lawsuits because of this? You know what I mean? When you come home and say, hey, we were fine. The only thing we did out of our house was go to the Bruins game. I had two beers and a hot dog. 2 days later, I'm sick.
Well, you know what? Bill, this is why there's going to be like no sports. And when we talk about like, hey, it's going to be back, it's not going to be with any fans for a very long time. I no doctor. I'm not playing one in the air. I would be shocked if sports is played with fans. And by the way, just to tell you where their thought process is, Ohio State came out and said in a very controlled setting, they could get 50,000 people in a horseshoe and nobody would get corona. Are you kidding me?
Right.
You dumbasses. Right. Shut up. You just want to collect your money.
I still don't think you could win a lawsuit if you tried to sue and say, oh, I got corona from your game. Well, nobody forced you to go to the game.
Right. There's just the liability on the back of the ticket.
I think they're taking on that risk. Unless you can find somebody like swabbed down the seats with coronavirus or did something intentional, I think that would be a very hard lawsuit.
But my only question is, and I could care less because I'd go if the place was sold out tonight, I'd go. But if, you know, they, if they say we're tracking and we didn't do anything. We stayed in the house, and then we went home, and 2 days later we both had it. You guys said you had safety precautions and all that stuff. Not my father's. You know, I just think something there.
I don't think it would lead to anything, but it's a fair question. I mean, this is the world we live in, hypotheticals, because we have no idea where the world is going. So these are all the hypotheticals. I just turned into Buck. I like my New England.
Well,
hypotheticals. I'm Wiggy.
So, someone just corrected me on the line. I meant to say paid homage to Kobe. I said umbrage. I meant homage.
Do
a 4-hour show. Like we're gonna nitpick on every word.
And if I stop you every time you misspeak, we'll never have a show. The flow will be terrible.
Well, feelings mutual. it's just like come on, man. Like I just don't see it. I'm like one of those people. Like I just don't see it. Let's go to Michael's and Lynn. What's up, Michael? He wants to get at heart for
Michael.
Something.
I love you, man.
I don't love you right now. It's a flag on the play. You got jilted lover syndrome. Why are you sitting there spouting that garbage about Brady, bro? What's the problem?
Which
today?
Part was garbage?
All of it.
Give me all details. Don't just say all of it. Give me details. You like details. Give me details.
He's. I don't want to watch it. It's too soon. And come on, bro, get over it. He dumped you from the beginning. You said he was tucking his tail and he was gonna come back. You were wrong about that.
Correct.
Were you? Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
He was. Hart was definitely wrong.
I was
about
in
that.
The same ship with Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick.
By the way, notice how he puts himself with Robert Kraft.
Damn
he
right.
He was definitely wrong.
Yeah,
damn right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you sound like an ungrateful clown. Nope. Who has won Super Bowls 6 different ways, and all you're gonna do all the worst that we can say about Tom Brady is he's pitching some electrolytes and some overpriced peanuts in 20 years. That's all you got? I'll take that. Well, I'll take that.
I didn't say he was a terrible human being. I said I had no interest in his self-produced documentary about himself talking about himself.
Let's watch Belichick's documentary of those 6 losing seasons he has and his below 500 record without Brady. Let's watch that documentary. How about that?
Whoa, wow.
How about that?
What's Brady done without Belichick?
Well, he hasn't played for anybody but Belichick. So?
He never failed. Right. Belichick has failed without Brady. Brady
Correct.
Has not failed without Belichick.
Correct.
True or false?
Yet.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay. Ben Volen, you guys are in the media, you guys are just playing games. Ben Volen is going to go and say, oh, Brady checked out, and then he backs up minutes later.
That was Greg Bedard.
You guys all got
nothing good
to say about
I'm
Brady.
Not going
to
let you besmirch Ben Volen's quality-ish name. That was Greg Bedard you're referencing that backtracked after saying Brady checked out.
Whatever. All you clowns sound alike when you're spitting that garbage.
Why do I call clowns? Do I call all callers clowns? All you clown callers are the same. You, Danny, you're all the same.
Oh, I'm not the same. Don't ever compare me with Danny.
Well, then don't compare me to Trollin' Volen.
Okay. Fact. I still love you, but let me say one last thing.
Yeah.
I got to give you guys some swag because you guys always look left and you never look right. And I got to kind of tilt your head to the right. You were talking about Cam Newton. The whole race thing is not there. But let me tell you where he could go, because Dak Prescott's dumb as hell. He could go to Dallas.
No, they just got Andy Dalton. They just got Andy Dalton.
Otherwise, I might be saying that.
Because
if Dak Prescott's going to turn down the reported $175 million, then Cam Newton could slide in. But they picked Andy Dalton to slide in.
Yeah, and when I mentioned about Drew Bledsoe and the AFC, like he was okay, but he wasn't that great. He was 10 of 21.
No, but he threw a touchdown pass that they needed.
He did.
And he took a massive hit that it looked like it was very similar to the original Mo Lewis hit.
Oh, yeah. Richie Nakar. What's up, Richie?
Hey, thanks, guys. Listen, my thoughts on this entire thing real quick is you buy a ticket to a sporting event or a concert or whatever, there's all kinds of legalese on the back.
Yeah.
And one of it is basically there's an assumption of the risk. By you paying for that ticket, you enter that stadium, arena, or field, whatever, and you assume that you could get hit by a puck, a stick, a bat, whatever. So, you know, you're actually agreeing to be a participant in that, and should an assault happen to you, so be it.
I remember, Richie, back in the day at ECW, and it might still be this way at boxing matches, if you sit in the first few rows, you get blood on you, that's not their fault.
Right.
You sit close enough, like, you get blood on you, you better run to the restroom and call a doctor. But, like, that's, you can't sue them for that at all.
Blue Man Group. They give you the plastic when you sit in the front row of the Blue Man Group.
Oh, boy. I would never do that. Fastest Five. coming up next. And I got one more thing. Someone said, hey, Mark, tell that loser, that over 35 loser, these kicks are an investment. He probably still puts money in his piggy bank. Well, the Jordans are an investment. They are.
Especially if you don't wear them.
Right.
You got shoes you don't wear.
We just said it.
Jackal.
All right. Fastest five next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI. It's time for the Fastest Five. That's right, we'll try to recap today's show in just 5 minutes. It's the Fastest Five with Mark and Hart, right here on WEEI.
Right, there's a little bit of pettiness there on Paul Pierce's part. Wow, look at that. Little Saturday morning alliteration.
There you go.
Yeah.
No.
Very emotional day. Very tough day for myself and my family.
This has nothing to do with you or your family.
It always does.
No,
it's always LeBron.
Right.
Especially in a new financial world, a post-coronavirus economy. I would take the money when somebody offers it to me.
Yeah, especially the stuff that has that.
You're listening, Joe?
Jason Sudeikis and Mark Wahlberg. So It was a really Anthony Anderson too.
Why is Mark Wahlberg in?
I don't know.
Why is Jason Sudeikis?
Jason.
Mark Wahlberg makes a little more sense.
Right, Jason.
I don't think either of them make any sense. Why is Mark Wahlberg in it?
Oh, because he's a star.
Marky believer. Mark and the Funky Bunch. He did underwear commercials. Like, why is he in it?
Yeah, the neck gaiter, the fishing thing. Yeah. It's like.
Thin. And you can pull it up as a headband. You can move it in five different.
It's like Under Armour material.
Yes.
I think I'm going to order one of those if we have to keep wearing masks everywhere, because I really don't like the mask. I just have, the surgical mask.
Me too.
I don't like how it feels.
So. No, I don't either.
I'm going to order one of those gaiters. And they look cool, too. You can get any design. You can get the ones that look like you have teeth and stuff in the front. I'm such a child.
Scott in Weymouth. Hello, Scott. If you say 40 seconds or less, I'm going to hold you to it. I'm just going to hang up.
30 seconds or less.
That's a lot.
Okay, 30. Go. 30.
In and out. Guys, what a good show. You guys are awesome. I really enjoyed it.
Go, get your point.
Here we go. Brady, I'll say it. He's proving to be, I don't want to use a swear, it starts with a W. He's a money, starts with a W, rhymes with bore. Boom, move on. He's complaining. He's nothing. You know who overcame adversity? How about the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team? Moving on. Wake up. Wayne Gretzky was the...
That was it.
So their Patriots are not getting any A's this offseason.
No.
So drop that.
No, not that at all.
Dumped it all, even the open to the trending. He wasn't ready for that.
Well, yeah, we got a new clock now, Eamon.
Yes. I know, it's throwing me for a loop.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if I got the email about the new clock. But, of course I didn't, so.
Wait, I got it, but.
Oh, it's sent to the host, but right. The producers who manage the clock,
Right. Yeah, why would you get it?
Why would I get it?
Maybe if you wore a shirt to work, you'd be treated with a little more professionalism.
Getting hated on because I'm wearing a tank top. It's 80 degrees in here.
Looks like you should be on King of the Hill.
See, Gardner Minshew, it's like, you wear jorts, you got this porn stash, you try way too hard.
You're
like
a mid-round pick made it in college.
Right, you're like...
You got lucky.
Yeah, you're trying too hard like Jamel Hill and Michael Smith on the six. You're not, you're trying to, ingratiate yourself as a local in Jacksonville. You're not good.
When you put it that way, I'm starting to see why people paint me as a Brady hater.
That's correct.
I got to tell you, I think the fact that it's a 9-part documentary, he's still playing, it's ill-timed, much like his new supplement from TB12 Protect.
Yes.
that sells for $45 for a 30-day supply?
The TB12 method is more than just better training. It's
more money spending.
Sure. Brady did steal DiCaprio's woman.
She was with Leo?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, Leo's been with a lot of women.
That's okay.
No. Hey, I'm not hating. Hey, listen, man. You know, if you smoke them,
smoke them while you got them.
Yeah, smoke them while. Listen, Leo, he's got it like that. Leo is, you know, it is what it is. But I didn't know that. At least I forgot that. Did not know.
Hopefully, it's true.
Wow. Oh. Well, and she stole Bridget's bow too because they were coming off that.
Hi, lovey.
Albert in Rhode Island. What's up, Albert?
How's it going, guys? Great show. I don't think they want to set a precedent where they're now taking less because baseball has a global problem, which it does. I mean, the sport sucks. I'd rather watch my grass grow by centimeter than watch baseball.
Baseball okay. sucks.
Okay. A lot of these patients have potentially life-threatening issues, right, that they're dealing with. They're on dialysis. They have pneumonia. They're dealing with, you know, COPD. I don't even know. Tons of things. And then they die. Isn't it just easier to say, yeah, that was coronavirus? Kill.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and it's financially beneficial, right? 20%?
Not if they weren't treated in a hospital.
Okay, so if they are treated in a hospital, they get a 20% kick then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so Andy, you're right. Like, to me, LeBron's the new A-Rod in sports. He's the new fraud. He's LeFraud. I'm going to call him LeFraud from now. There we go. There's a new nickname, LeFraud. So there we go. We just came up with it.
We'll hear that again at the end of the hour.
Yeah, we will.
Yes, sir.
Tell your son to get the GOAT. It's just called the GOAT app, and it's a cool...
And it's legit?
Oh, yeah. I ordered the Willis Reeds last week. It's just all black, like here.
I didn't know you were a sneakerhead. I did not know you were a sneakerhead, and this is a... There's nothing on your phone.
No.
Oh. See, that looks shady. An app that has nothing on it is just a black box? That looks shady.
I will never get that album, but I will listen to the song when we come back on the other side. I hate country music. Now it's time for trending. The feeling is mutual. You've heard this song, right?
I don't think I have.
You never heard this song?
Not till right now. Just added it to my playlist.
By the way, is it awesome or what?
I like it.
Yeah. All right, now he's listening to the front. He's just like Wiggy had never heard of Rage Against the Machine.
I'm going to play this when I'm fishing tomorrow morning on the boat.
Right. It's one of his greatest hits, and it was posthumous that it came out because of Rick Rubin.
And I know my son's not going to like it.
Oh, your son, I guarantee your son will like it.
No, he's a modern, what do they call that, like bro country? He likes modern.
Oh, all right. Yeah, the Jordans are an investment. They are. Especially if you don't wear them. Right.
You got shoes you don't wear.
We just said it. We just.
Jackal.
All right, great job, Eamon. Eamon, going to the beach in that tank top there?
Like, you bet.
Yeah.
Sun's out. Whatever those are.
Yeah, not really guns.
I was waiting for that one.
At least my arm doesn't explode either. When I hit a baseball.
Mine is withering away to nothing. I look like Jason Momoa when he takes off the rubber fake arms now.
Yeah, that's true.
So much atrophy.
Oh, no. Laird and Fitzy next, right? All right. I was going through the hallways. I didn't see Ken Laird. Is he doing this via...
Nope, Ken Laird is here in the flesh.
Oh, he is.
Wearing a Montreal Expos hat.
I know, it's so weird. And he's from Pittsburgh. He loves the Penguins, the Steelers, everything Pittsburgh.
That's gross.
You know, and he is Pittsburgh Ken. And Fitzy coming
he's
up next.
He's a yinzer, as they say.
What does that mean?
It's like you all, yins. That's what they say in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
Yins?
Yeah, yins.
I don't care
for
it.
Very gross.
Yeah, I never heard of that. I'll be back tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. By myself. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy it. What are you going to do? Are you going out in the boat? Anything?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or maybe even this afternoon. I don't know.
Okay.
If it's nice out, I'm out.
Yeah.
Sun's out, guns out.
And we're going to try to find tomorrow. Have you ever been to this place, what they say, in Taunton? The barbecue place called
Oh, no.
Kinfolks?
Yes.
I do want to go. But you know, it's not like really a place. It's like a trailer.
Those are the best.
Yeah.
Okay,
so don't think you're...
Right.
You wouldn't think that now anyway. You can't go sit down anywhere. So
yeah, right.
It's perfect for you.
Okay. So Kinfolks
yes,
is...
Yes. I've heard good things.
Really?
Yes.
Kinfolks in Taunton?
Banging.
You listen?
Oh, yeah. It still reminds me why I hate country music.
I hate you.
Okay. Well, the feeling's mutual. All right. Laird and Fitzy.
That.
Coming up next, Andy Hart. Never heard of Johnny Cash's God's Gonna Hunt You
blah,
Down.
Blah, 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 blah.
Never heard of it. Hey, Andy, there's this guy who was the number one pick in the NBA draft last year. His name's Zion Williamson. Did you ever hear him? All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
It's a mystery, I suppose, just how long this thing goes. But there'll be crowds and there'll be shows.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.